KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mainly this afternoon. A high near 80. We've already picked up 35 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours. Here in Atlantic, Messina reported 3/10 of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad on Tuesday issued a proclamation of disaster emergency for 18 counties, including Adair and Guthrie locally, in response to recent severe weather. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover the effects of severe storms. The proclamation also allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover effect from the severe storms and flooding that significantly impacted 17 counties beginning on June 24th and continuing. And they include Adair, Dallas, and Guthrie counties. And the proclamation activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Program in 10 counties, including Adair, Dallas, and Guthrie. The Iowa Individual Assistance Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or a maximum annual income of $40,180 for a family of three. Grants are available for home or car repairs, replacement of clothing or food, and for the expense of temporary housing. Original receipts are required for those seeking reimbursement for actual expenses related to storm recovery. For further questions or assistance in applying for the Iowa Individual Assistance Program, you can contact the Adair County Neighborhood Center at 641-743-2424 or the Guthrie County Family Resource Center at 641-747-3845. Police in Red Oak say two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday afternoon. 56-year-old Ronald Lee Hall of Red Oak was arrested for driving while suspended. He was also cited for having no insurance following a traffic stop on South Broadway Street. Hall was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And just after 2 p.m. Tuesday, 58-year-old Ronald Glenn Drake of Red Oak was arrested at the Hy-Vee store there on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Drake was also being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 1,300 pounds of number 6 solid bare copper was stolen from the Villisca Power Plant. The copper is in the form of about 30 to 40 hand coils weighing about 30 pounds apiece. The loss was estimated at $3,000, and the theft is believed to have occurred sometime between June 22nd and the 26th. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to call Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712. Police in Atlantic reported yesterday the arrest last Friday of an Elkhorn man on a sexual abuse charge. Officials say 38-year-old Lauren Buskirk was taken into custody on a charge of sexual abuse in the second degree. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held. Authorities said also 20-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was arrested Sunday for public intoxication and interference with official acts. Baker was released from custody later that same day. And 20-year-old Philip Thompson of Lewis was arrested Sunday for violation of a no-contact order. He remains held in the Cass County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Arthur William Bill Dean, age 88, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Dean will be this morning at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. David Allen Dressler, age 48, of Anita, died June 24th at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for David Dressler will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Edith Gustafson, age 90, of Avoca, died March 13th. Graveside services for Edith Gustafson will be tomorrow at 9:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Colton Pulver, age 24, of Baird, died Sunday in a car accident south of Baird. Funeral services for Colton Pulver will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at the St. Gregory Gymnasium in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Joelle Beasley, age 47, who's a native of Harlan, died Friday in Washington, Iowa. A massive Christian burial service for Joelle Beasley will be on Friday at 10:30. At St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Ronnie Majerus, age 62 of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Ronnie Majerus will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Russell Davis, age 84, of Greenfield, died Friday in Stewart. Funeral services for Russell Davis will be this Friday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. John Tiedman, age 76, of Adair, died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Private family memorial services for John Tiedman will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Daryl Davis, age 83, of Elliott and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday in Glenwood. Services for Daryl Davis are pending at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. And Lucille Verrath, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Services for Lucille Verrath are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.